If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
You've been listening to a bluegrass cover of Weezer's Hash Pipe, performed by Keller and the O'Keels from their latest collaboration, Speed. It's a whimsical record full of great covers and a couple of originals from Keller and one half of the Keels, flat picker Larry Keel. Of course, Jenny Keel, the other half of the Keels, also plays upright bass on the entire record. So why would someone as prolific as Keller Williams need an additional outlet for fun? I mean, the guy is always having fun. While that isn't entirely clear, it was good to talk with Keller about this project and what inspired its impetus. And that's exactly where our conversation started when I asked Keller what the motivation was to get another record out with the Keels.
Well, Ira, this is actually the third record, and each one, there's the same idea behind each one, and that is an excuse to hang out with Larry and Jenny Keel. That's all it is. Right. It's never really been about songwriting. It's just been about me wanting to hang out with them and them allowing it to happen.
And so do you bring them songs that you want to play? I mean, there's a ton of covers on this record. Do you bring mm-hmm. them songs that you want to play? How does that work in terms of putting the songs together that you want to play with them?
Well, this is all pretty much my idea, my project. And I definitely have picked all the songs on all three records. I don't think it's just because I'm paying for everything. I think it's because the Keels, they trust me.
Right.
And we'll go with that. We'll go with that. But it's all about cover songs that pick me, really. It's not me picking the songs. I get chosen by these songs and enslaved by them, by which they stay inside my brain, and they don't come out despite popular opinion. If you were to sing the song backwards in your brain, it should cancel itself out. No, Ira, that doesn't work. That's not true. I have to record it and play it live in order for that thing to exit my brain. So it's more of a mental health control to actually record covers.
It's great, and they're so much fun. So these are all in your own mind, the songs that you want to cover, because they're so, it's such an eclectic mix of songs on this record, from Peaches to Living La Vida Loca. I felt like I was back in 1998 for a little bit. How do you determine? Is it just songs that you pick up listening to the radio, or are these songs you seek out on your own?
Well, it's something that songs that I have possibly remembered from my past,
right?
That pop up, and then I can't stop thinking about it. And then songs like the ones you mentioned, like Peaches and Living La Vida Loca, are songs that are not necessarily floating around in everyone's brain, but you probably are going to remember it when it hits. And then all of a sudden it's completely different, but yet you recognize it. And that's I'm kind of looking for that kind of audience reaction to fuel the stage time process,
And so you feel that you have to put these down on tape so that you know what's going on, so that when you do perform them live and you have a bunch of dates coming up with the Keels, that mm-hmm. That you're ready to go and everybody's on the same page, right?
That's right. And there's never really a whole lot of practice time, rehearsal time with me and the Keels. I mean, we'll get there a couple hours before the show and we'll pick the whole time. But other than that, it's pretty much stage time. And now that we've got these new songs recorded, it's a lot easier to play them live. And for years, I mean, the concept behind the Keller and the Keels is that we don't make this our main thing. I have a solo world as well as a couple other projects. The Keels are always constantly touring with a three-piece, sometimes a four-piece. Larry's got this group called the Larry Keel Explosion, where he brings in, keyboard player and drummer and electric bass, and it's just a whole big rocking thing. But our concept was, don't do it all the time, so when we do it, it's super special and fun, because we don't do it all the time. And so that definitely comes to play when we get together.
So the question is, how do you arrange these songs? How do you arrange Criminal from Fiona Apple or Peaches? How do you determine how much it's going to sound like the original and how much is it going to have the Keller Keels stamp of musicianship on a track?
Well, we're kind of going in the direction of psychedelic Appalachian bluegrass. Psychedelic in the sense that sometimes there's delay pedals that go backwards, and sometimes there's, you know, we'll drift off into a some kind of improv. But we're pretty much sticking to the bluegrass world, and just about any song, if you think hard enough, you can really turn it into a bluegrass song. There's a formula, and basically, one easy way to do it is to sing the song in the same tempo as the original, but double time the music.
Right.
That's kind of the bluegrass thing. And then if you were to, you know, half time the music, then that's reggae. So you know, there it's just all in how you think about it, and it's not for everyone, because you know, I am taking great liberties with all kinds of music, and a lot of people don't like that. You know, they like to hear their music the way it's originally done, and I respect that.
Yeah.
But this is not that.
No, this is fun. It's very fun.
Yeah.
They are all, I think, are there any originals or are they all covers? Because I know
there's two. There's two originals. There's Lizard Lady,
right,
by Larry Keel, and Medulla Oblongata, which is one that I made up just specifically for the Keels, just for this record. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I need, you know, at least one song on there. You know, Larry, you know, I think the Lizard Lady is Bobby Love. I guess it was from the Beach Boys. Is it Bobby or Danny? I don't remember. Bobby Love. He had like a waterfall in his backyard in Hawaii, and in that pool, according to folklore in Hawaii, lived a lizard lady. Hmm. So, yeah, it's interesting song. Larry Keel is a fantastic songwriter.
And I think the medulla oblongata is part of your brain, right? It's the thing that controls like vomiting or sneezing or all, like different things, right, in your brain.
It is, yes. That is a part of your brain. And I'm not sure what it controls. However, I do enjoy saying that word.
Yes.
Those words together. And so it's kind of like, you know, it's, yes, it's definitely in the brain, and I'm not really
sure
what it controls.
Neither of us are science geeks, but it's a fun bunch of words, and that song is a lot of fun with lots of energy. It's great. You mentioned effects and pedals and stuff, and Living La Vida Loca, your vocals are through either some sort of compressor or some kind of pedal too for Living La Vida Loca, right?
Yeah, I kind of went for that phone filter, you know. It's a bit like a slight distorted thing, as if you're listening on the other end of a landline or something like that. It's a common effect that's been used in, you know, parts of different songs, but it's you know, just going for something completely different.
It's interesting because you are, you know, in your solo act or in other things that you do rely so heavily on electronics, let's say. Let's put it that way, whether it's pedals other mm-hmm. effects. And so being able to do a bluegrass thing is such a stripped down version of that. Do you ever get lonely for those toys when you're playing more stripped down?
Absolutely not. No, I'm humans are definitely, way better than electronics. And the idea from the get-go, you know, when I was a teenager, was to, you know, have that camaraderie with other people playing music and, having some kind of unspoken language on stage that we can do through, you know, facial expressions going to the next thing and not even talking about it, you know, whatever. And then, you know, it started to work as a solo act. So, you know, the, so the solo act was kind of very prominent for very long. And I wasn't really, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I didn't venture out with other people. But now that I've been allowed to explore with other folks, you know, there's nothing better than actually like the backstage jam, you know, when there's a big upright bass and everyone's standing around and it's all acoustic. It'll never sound that good on stage or in the studio. It's just all so natural and acoustic. And that, you know, blows all my love for electronics out of the water. And when I'm on stage without it, it's so, you know, my brain works more to where places I could go and how I could, you know, play rhythm and kind of accentuate, you know, Larry's guitar and yet stay in time with Jenny. But when it's, you know, when it's just solo, like this whole weekend, I'm doing solo shows. I would probably, you know, I would totally miss all the electronics if it was just me. That now, depending on the room, you know, I did like a whole bunch of shows with Leo Kaki where I didn't loop at all, and then that would have been inappropriate because Leo Kaki has a very older sit down listening crowd. And but this weekend, I don't think there's any seats in the places that I'm playing, and that would be awkward to not have my looping gear. And you know, when there's no seats, then I'm trying to put a backbeat, you know, try to make people dance, because I'm surely dancing and
for sure
just trying to
How do you keep it all straight, because you are on tour a lot and you are playing in so many different configurations, whether it's you solo, whether it's with the Keels, whether it's the Pettygrass thing, whether you're doing a Grateful Grass thing with the Hillbenders. How do you keep it all straight in your mind, or do you? You just show up and whatever that night calls for, that's kind of whatever the billboard says, that's who shows up that night.
No, it's you know, I do about 110 shows a year, all on the weekend. So usually I'm home Sunday evening through Thursday morning, you know. So I have these days to kind of, you know, mentally prepare for the weekend. And there's definitely been some weekends where it's been, you know, full band one night and then another time zone with a different band. And that's just fun for me, you know, to really be able to skip, just to jump around and to, you know, not stagnate, which is one of my fears.
When you're playing with the Keels, you're obviously playing records, songs from Speed. Are you doing songs from the first two records as well, and other things that you just do up on the spot?
Absolutely, yeah. We definitely there's a whole slew of covers that we, you know, that we play. We've been playing for years and years, and they show up every once in a while. And then Larry's got a couple songs that we rotate around, and as do I. And you know, there's a couple songs that I've written off of other records that we've bluegrassed up. And, yeah, it's, but, you know, recently we've been playing a lot of these songs off of Speed, simply because there was, you know, so many years to where we didn't really put in a whole lot of new songs, and we just rotated, the set list that we've, you know, rotated around in the set list when we would play, but
right.
But now we're all really excited to play all these new songs.
I know that this has been a lifelong dream for you, being on the road and playing music for people. Does it ever get to be too much? I mean, I know, you know, you're playing on weekends, but does it ever get to be overwhelming that you're always out on the road and you're always performing for people?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. The older I get, you know, the older my kids get. I have two kids, boy 11, girl 15. Mm-hmm. And it definitely can get very overwhelming, you know, without taking my eye off of, you know, the dream and how much love I get when I'm on stage, and it's a, it's an amazing feeling. But the work part of my job is, you know, dealing with airports and large people in middle seats and and that kind of stress. But again, it's all a mentality, and if you can adjust, you know, your mind to that, then it's not so bad. You know, if cross country flight, if you look at it, is you know, three movies and a couple cocktails and two naps. You know, it's just kind of like how you look at it. You know,
right?
Yes, it can be overwhelming and it can be straining on my mental health for sure. And I'm you know, always focusing on trying to be better at that and to increase these mentalities that it takes to do what I do. I my current mortgage 401k has me until 2037, and if we don't refinance, then it'll be 2040. So I have a long time to go, and I need to really get in touch with these listening venues to where, because when I'm really old, I'm going to need people to come and listen to me sit on a stool and sing funny songs.
You can't pay your mortgage or your 401k with frequent flyer miles yet. I mean, that's
wouldn't that be fun? No, I'm just that would be great.
And you're so prolific too. Ad was out in May, and now Speed. And if I know you as well as I think I know you, you're probably working on the next solo record, right?
Well, you know, I had my first instrumental record come out in last November called Sands.
Yes.
And so by this one, this will be by speed time, it'll be three in 1 year. So I am going to, I've had, you know, since I finance everything, you know, the grownups who watch over me, they have put me on restriction in a moratorium of recording, because we need to play catch up and let these three releases, you know, help me maybe possibly pay for the next one.
You're such a slacker. I mean, seriously. So now you're taking time off. Unbelievable.
Well, oh, I wish I could take a real time off, but just from going to the studio. Now that doesn't mean I won't go in and do other, you know, projects for other folks. I definitely like to do that. You know, if people want me on their record, they could send tracks and I can go in and do it locally and send it back and stuff. And that's always fun.
Right. But taking a break from your own stuff right now to catch up is probably to catch up mentally and physically and everything else, right?
Yeah. And maybe possibly write new songs. You never know. That's a strange concept right now. I can't seem to come up with anything that's worth playing live.
Well, there's certainly enough material that you probably, for a long time, probably till 2037, you probably have enough material to fuel the fire, but let's not wait that long.
No, I won't, I promise.
All right. Thanks so much for taking the time, dude, and I really appreciate all that you do, and these songs are really a lot of fun. I can't wait to play them for my kids, because I know they'll love them too. So thanks for everything, dude. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Seriously, Keller may be one of the most prolific guys in our scene, not just because he's put out three records in a span of just over a year and a half, but because the guy is always gigging. Good work if you can get it, I guess. Besides, there's that mortgage to pay for. Speed is a ton of fun and a record you should definitely check out. In fact, you should check out Keller on the Road, where he may indeed be appearing with the Keels. You can check out his busy tour schedule and more at kellerwilliams.net. Before we leave you, let's listen to another great cover off of Speed, this time an original from the Presidents of the United States of America. Here are Keller Williams and the Keels with Peaches.
country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can, they were put there by a man in a factory downtown. If I had my little way, I'd have peaches every day. Sun so bulges in the shade. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches. Take a little nap with the roots all twist. Squish a rotten peach in my fist. And I dream about you, woman. I poke my fang down inside and make a little room for an ant to hide. Nature candy in my hand or can or pie.
You've been listening to the Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. For more, visit thesoundpodcast.com.